Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today. Abortion. What about abortion and depression? Do women who undergo an abortion become depressed? Do depressed women have abortions? Is abortion really the cause of depression in some women? That's the question. You know, in our society, abortion is a very controversial topic. It really polarizes our nation, polarizes our country in many different ways, and the polarization is within the church as well as outside of the church. We have very strong opinions about abortion. We have very strong opinions about those that undergo an abortion, those that support an abortion, those that advocate for abortion. We have the Right to Life groups, and we have all kinds of organizations that advocate for abortion or against abortions. Now, what about the issue of depression in women who undergo and experience an abortion? A study was done not too long ago in Finland. And what they found was that women who undergo an abortion have an unusually high usage of antidepressant medications. In other words, there's an association, there's a connection there between women who have an abortion and feelings of depression requiring the use of an antidepressant medication. But then they studied these women from the years 1980 all the way through 1994 to see what the pattern was. And here's what they found. That women who had an abortion, about half of the women that they studied experienced depression before the abortion and required the use of an antidepressant medication. There was about half of the women. On the other hand, that experienced depression after abortion and required an antidepressant medication after the abortion. In other words, there are about the same number of women who experienced depression before the abortion as well as after the abortion and required antidepressant medications. So it seems to the researchers on this study that abortion itself is not associated with depression. Abortion itself does not cause depression. Because if that was the case, you would expect more women after the abortion to have depression and require antidepressant medication than women before. But since it was equally divided before and after the abortion, the researchers concluded that depression is not caused by an abortion. So then what about the issue of depression then with women who undergo an abortion? Well, a lot of these women were depressed before. Lifestyle, experiences in life, trauma in life, unfulfilling experiences, unfulfilling relationships, all contribute to depression. And it's possible that many women before an abortion were women who actually lived a life before the abortion of stress and depression and discouragement and disheartenment and just the idea of not having a fulfilled life. Those women tended to have abortions. Maybe their marriage was not fulfilling or successful. The relationship that they were in was not fulfilling or successful or wouldn't be. So abortion was their decision. They were depressed over other things than just the abortion itself. Same with women after an abortion. They also experienced depression and had the use of antidepressant medications. Why? If it's not the abortion itself, what is it? Perhaps the same thing. They had an abortion, But then were mistreated thereafter. They were criticized. They were chastised. They were rejected. They were left alone. They were abandoned. They were deserted. And the experience of depression results from those kind of after effects or secondary effects, you know, from the abortion. In other words, it's not the abortion that causes depression. It's the events of a woman's life experience before the abortion and the life experience of a woman after the depression. If you live a life that is depressing, it's not fulfilling, it's not wholesome, it's not encouraging, it's not successful, it's not achievement-based. There's a lack of recognition, there's a lack of appreciation, there's a lack of support and encouragement. Depression often results in the life of such women. So, first of all, if you had an abortion, don't see your depression as a result of the abortion. See your depression as a result of the life experiences that you underwent before the abortion or after the abortion or both. And deal with those. Deal with those life events to overcome your depression. Deal with the people in your life before and after the abortion that were the source of your depression, the source of your discouragement, the source of your unhappiness. Deal with those people. Don't get caught up in the whole idea that if I didn't have an abortion, I wouldn't be depressed. That's not probably a positive or a constructive way of thinking. You'd be more helped. You'd get over the depression. You would resolve the depression more if you looked at the life events that are going on in your life and going on in your family, in your marriage, in your relationships, even before the abortion was even an issue, and certainly after the abortion was an issue. So depression can be dealt with, but don't get fooled. It's not the abortion itself. It's the lifestyle that one lives and experiences before and after. So deal with that. Get into therapy. Talk to a counselor. Resolve that depression. You don't have to go on being depressed if you had an abortion. You don't have to have depression if you're in the process of undergoing an abortion. Depression can be dealt with and can be resolved and can be handled through treatment. But you have to face the facts of the lifestyle, the events that are going on in your life, as compared to just the abortion itself. Anyway, nice to have you with me, and thanks for joining us on the podcast today. Go to my website, www.booksbyhedberg.com. And there's a lot of books there, but one that I would recommend that you consider, having to do with living a life of stress, living a life of achievement, living a life of accomplishment in the world in which you live, a world of stress. So pick up the book. It might be a good one for a gift for somebody, or certainly one that you want to read if that's part of your life experience. Stress. Bye for now.